Well, good morning, everybody. You can probably tell from my trusty lab coat and my safety goggles that we're ready for another science moment. Well, we know from our Bible story today that God gave David faith to stand up against Goliath and win. Well, the North Castle needs protecting too, so I wanted to see if we could employ the use of an air cannon to protect the North Castle. So my air cannon today is just made out of a 5-gallon bucket that we got at the hardware store. I fitted it with a piece of shower curtain liner that I reinforced with packing tape, and then I taped it to the edge of our bucket with some duct tape. And then you might be able to see inside this little green thing here is the top of a plastic bottle that I cut off, and I used the lid to tape it or to attach it to our shower curtain on the inside. So I have got my little wall of Dixie cups here, thanks to Miss Becky, and we're gonna see if this air cannon can take down this wall. Are you ready, friends? Here we go. Yes! All right, so what happened here? Well, what's happening is when I pull back on the top of this bottle attached to the shower curtain, it's actually forcing air out of the bottom of the bucket. Now, we can't see it, but it's still there, and it's pushing that air faster than the air around it to push down this wall of cups. Now, if the opening were a little bit smaller and we had a smoke machine, we'd be able to see the vortex that's created with the air moving faster out of the bottom of the bucket than the air around it, and it would actually create a ring that would be able to travel out. Do I encourage you to try this at home? Not by yourself. But you can replicate this using a plastic Solo cup and the top of a balloon. So try it if you like at home and see if you can knock some things down or at least make something move with the air. Now, an air cannon isn't going to protect us against the injustices of the world, boys and girls, but when we are in relationship with God, we have the strength to stand up in justice, not only for ourselves, but for the people around us. Have a great week, guys, and I'll see you on Wednesday.